this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming week and month, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. All right, we're going to start out with something new today. The North Carolina State Fair, as you may recall, is coming up in October. And as a matter of fact, the dates are October 16th through the 26th. And they are now out with the concert lineup. It's been out for a couple of weeks. And I thought I'd give you a rundown of those, even though it's quite a ways in the future yet. You can check on the tickets if there is a particular performer or performance you would be interested in. And these are all Dorton Arena concerts. On Thursday, October 16th, it's Vanilla Ice, tickets $5. Friday, October 17th, Tamela Mann, tickets $10. Saturday, October 18th, it's Clay Walker, tickets $12. Sunday, October 19th, Parmalee, tickets $10. Monday, October 20th, Love and Theft, tickets are $10. Tuesday, October 21st, James Gregory, tickets $5. Wednesday, October 22nd, Brandy Clark, $5 tickets. Thursday, October 23rd, it's McLean, including China and McLean, with special guest Before You Exit, ticket $10. On Friday, October 24th, it's Newsboys, tickets $10. Saturday, October 25th, Trace Adkins, tickets $17. And finally, on Sunday, October 26th, to close out the fair, it's Joan Jett and the Blackhearts, tickets $15. All concerts begin at 7:30 p.m. That's North Carolina State Fair coming up October 16th through the 26th. Also on Thursday, August 14th at 6 o'clock, free concert, WUNC's Back Porch Music on the Lawn series at its popular spot under the Lucky Strike Tower in the heart of the American Tobacco campus. Free concerts are on Thursday nights through September. The series is part of the 10th anniversary celebration of the American Tobacco campus. Shows start up at 6 p.m. on August 14th. Bombadil with Loamlands, rising indie bands from Durham, team up for a great night on the lawn. August 28th, Mipso with Victoria Lee. This young trio came together as students at UNC Chapel Hill and have since put out a series of critically acclaimed records. And on September 4th, WUNC helps the American Tobacco campus celebrate its 10th anniversary with a special surprise musical guest. The Hopscotch Music Festival, recently called America's secretly best festival and the premier experimental and underground festival in America, celebrating its 5th anniversary this September 4th through the 6th, featuring more than 140 bands over 3 days in downtown Raleigh. Hopscotch is known for adventurous lineups, memorable performances, and a fan-friendly atmosphere. From a large outdoor main stage, Raleigh City Plaza, to intimate club shows, the festival offers music in almost every genre imaginable. Rock, hip-hop, metal, folk, electronic, experimental, and more. And its schedule highlights this diversity each year. Approximately 40% of the festival's performers hail from in-state, a figure few, if any, nationally recognized music festivals can claim. And for complete information, including ticket prices and schedules, all can be found at hopscotchmusicfest.com. As announced a couple of weeks ago, Farm Aid is coming to Raleigh. Since 1985, Farm Aid has had concerts in 18 states. This year, North Carolina makes it state number 19. Farm Aid's 2014 concert will be September 13th at Raleigh's Walnut Creek Amphitheater. All four members of Farm Aid's board will perform. Founder Willie Nelson, Neil Young, John Mellencamp, and Dave Matthews, along with Jack White, Jamie Johnson, Preservation Hall Jazz Band, Durham country band Delta Ray, and others. Cost of the tickets, $49 to $174. They are already on sale at LiveNation.com, Walnut Creek's box office, and Ticketmaster outlets. For more information, call 1-800-745-3000 or farmaid.org. And the Wide Open Bluegrass Festival is coming up on October 3rd and 4th. Wide Open Bluegrass is the urban bluegrass music festival that closes out the IBMA's World of Bluegrass Week in downtown Raleigh. Jointly produced by the IBMA and Raleigh's local organizing committee, the festival features the best in traditional and acoustic music on three stages. In addition to stellar ticketed main stages, the festival now includes a free street festival. For more information about ticket prices and a complete schedule of events, including the free street festival, go to wideopenbluegrass.com. A reminder that at the Wide Open Bluegrass event, world-renowned trio the Krueger Brothers will debut a new concerto, Lucid Dreamer, during that festival. The new piece, commissioned by the Contras Quartet through Chamber Music America, will be performed by the Krueger Brothers with the Contras Quartet on Saturday, October 4th, at 1:20 in the afternoon in the Raleigh Convention Center. All right, let's switch to PNC Arena. On Friday, September 12th, multi-talented platinum-selling recording artist Demi Lovato brings her all-new world tour to Raleigh's PNC Arena. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers will be in Raleigh at PNC Arena on Thursday, September 18th, with very special guest Steve Winwood. Every 2014 tour ticket will include Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers album, Hypnotic Eye. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Ticket prices range from $32 to $127. Just added to the PNC Arena lineup, Brantley Gilbert, with special guests Tyler Farr and Aaron Lewis. This concert is Thursday, October 30th. Brantley Gilbert built a grassroots fan base in and around Georgia before trying his luck in Nashville. His first success was as a songwriter, as he helped pen a number of Colt Ford songs, as well as Jason Aldean's Dirt Road Anthem. So far, he scored 4 top 10 hits and 3 gold singles. On November 9th, America's favorite comic ventriloquist and the star of Comedy Central's highest-rated specials, Jeff Dunham and his beloved cast of characters bring their Disorderly Conduct tour to Raleigh. Tickets can be purchased for the November 9th show at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Big show coming up December 10th through the 14th. Enter a fantastical winter wonderland beyond all imagination at Disney on Ice presents Frozen. The heartwarming Academy Award-winning tale you love is now live and skating into Raleigh. You'll be magically whisked away into the wintry world of Arendelle, where you'll be dazzled by amazing special effects and astonishing skating. Once again, tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Prices start at $20, and when they announce the schedule, they've already had to add another performance. So if this is something you're wanting to go to, tickets are apparently going fairly quickly. And finally, at the PNC Arena, December 31st, Concord, North Carolina natives, the Abbott brothers, will be spending their New Year's Eve 2014 with thousands of friends and fans at PNC Arena. Banjoist Scott Abbott and guitarist Seth Abbott formed the Abbott brothers with stand-up bass player Bob Crawford. Growing up in Concord, the boys immersed themselves in their musician dad's record collection, falling in love with Bob Dylan, Neil Young, and Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Since then, they've become genre stalwarts over the course of 7 albums. Tickets can be purchased online at thepncarena.com, the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets, or by phone at 1-800-745-3000. Coming up at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC, coming up on Sunday, August 17th, Three Doors Down Acoustic, Songs from the Basement, special guest Amy Levere. Don't miss Rock Icons Three Doors Down live at DPAC for one night only. Again, that's Sunday, August 17th. This will be an intimate acoustic show as part of their Songs from the Basement tour, and will feature all the hits plus never-before-heard tracks. Since forming in 1995, Mississippi rock quintet Three Doors Down has sold more than 16 million albums worldwide, garnered 3 Grammy nominations, 2 American Music Awards, and 5 BMI Pop Awards for songwriting, including BMI's coveted Songwriter of the Year Award. On Wednesday, August 20th at DPAC, it's the Unrepentant Geraldines tour from Tori Amos. Unrepentant Geraldines, out now, is Tori's 14th studio recording and a return to her core identity as a creator of contemporary songs, following a series of more classically inspired and innovative musical projects of the last 4 years. Unrepentant Geraldines is both one step further in the evolution of one of the most successful and influential artists of her generation, and a return to the inspiring and personal music that Tori Amos is known for around the world once again. That concert coming up Wednesday, August 20th at DPAC. Friday, August 22nd at DPAC, it's Kumar Sanu and Alka Yagnik live in concert. Alka is a legendary female Bollywood singer who has won a record 7 Filmfare Awards and 2 national awards. She has ruled the Indian film industry as a singer for more than 12 years. Kumar Sanu is a legendary male Bollywood singer who has won 5 consecutive Filmfare Awards and is also honored with the Padma Shri Award, which is India's 4th highest civil honor. Other events coming up at DPAC over the coming months: August 24th, Need to Breathe with special guest the Oh Hellos. August 27th, it's Lyle Lovett and his large band. August 30th, Kirk Franklin with special guest Erica Campbell. September 16th through the 21st, it's Dirty Dancing. September 26th, The Temptations and the Four Tops. And on September 28th, Nick Swardson, Taste It Tour. October 4th, The Best of Jethro Tull, performed by Ian Anderson. October 8th through the 19th, a big crowd pleaser, The Phantom of the Opera. And that's at DPAC again, October 8th through the 19th. Then October 25th, America's Funny Man Bill Cosby. October 29th, Susan Boyle. November 8th, comedian Joan Rivers. November 13th, Straight No Chaser with their Happy Hour tour. And December 2nd, Mannheim Steamroller Christmas by Chip Davis. Okay, we're going to switch to the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. Theater Raleigh's Hot Number Summer Night Series presents Crimes of the Heart. That's August 13th through the 24th at Kennedy Theater. September 11th through the 28th, it's Firebird, New Weiss, and New Raphael from the Carolina Ballet. That's at Fletcher Opera Theater. Carolina Ballet is excited to open its 17th season with the beloved Russian folktale Firebird. Again, that's September 11th through the 28th. September 19th and 20th, Branford Marcellus and Grant Llewellyn with the North Carolina Symphony Classical Series. That's at May Mandy Concert Hall, again, September 19th and 20th. September 26th and 27th, West Side Story. This is North Carolina Symphony Pop Series, May Mandy Concert Hall. And September 30th, Memorial Auditorium, Rhonda Vincent and Gene Watson. Together again, this is Broadway Series South. October 3rd through the 5th at Duke Energy Center, Yevgeny Sudbin plays Rachmaninoff, North Carolina Symphony Classical Series at Maimondi Concert Hall. Ticket prices range from $50 to $55. October 9th through the 26th, Carolina Ballet at Fletcher Opera Theater presents Dracula Mask. When this spine-chilling program premiered in 2010, it was an instant favorite. Now, Bram Stoker's Dracula and Edgar Allan Poe's The Mask of the Red Death return to Carolina Ballet, brought to life through the choreography of Lynn Taylor Corbett and Robert Weiss. October 14th through the 19th, it's A Chorus Line, presented by the North Carolina Theater at Memorial Auditorium. Winner of 9 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, A Chorus Line is a stunning musical about a chorus audition for a Broadway show. The pre-sale started just the other day, and all single tickets will go on sale, or they did, on August 7th. Prices range from $26.69 to $90.74. Coming up at Walnut Creek in the coming weeks, August 13th, One Republic and the Script. August 21st, it's Miranda Lambert and Thomas Rhett. August 23rd, Chicago and REO Speedwagon. September 6th, it's Jason Aldean, Florida Georgia Line and Tyler Farr. September 7th, 95X Big Shindig, Fitz and the Tantrums and Fuel. September 13th, as we mentioned earlier, is Farm Aid. September 17th, Kings of Leon, Young, the Giant, and Congos. And on October 9th, it is the Zac Brown Band. At Red Hat Amphitheater, August 11th, it is David Gray. The August 16th show with Sarah Brightman was canceled. August 20th, Old Crow Medicine Show with Shovels and Rope. August 22nd, Boston. August 24th, Fresh Beat Band. September 13th, Life in Color. September 18th, Lord. And on October 9th, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Well, here we go with what's going on at Cocobooth Amphitheater. October 14th, Outback presents Nickel Creek with Josh Ritter. August 16th, Josh Groban featuring the North Carolina Symphony. That's Saturday, August 16th. The concert will feature the multi-platinum-selling singer and songwriter performing a wide range of hits spanning his illustrious career. Groban's most recent album, All That Echoes, was released in February of 2013 and debuted at number one on the Billboard Top 200 chart, his third chart topper. All That Echoes racked up a host of positive reviews from major media outlets, including Rolling Stone, USA Today, The New York Times, and American Songwriter. Ticket prices? Reserved seats, $75. Tables are $49.50. The lawn is $49.50. Day of the show, they go up to $55. Tickets on sale at the Amphitheater box office, etix.com, or by calling 800-514-3849. Also coming up at Cocobooth Amphitheater, August 22nd, Third Day, and Stephen Curtis Chapman. And October 5th, Outback Concerts presents Darius Rucker. For more information, call Cocobooth Amphitheater at 919-462-2025. All righty, we've talked about a good bit of the summer, the Oak City Seven. It's a summer concert series located in City Plaza on Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Admission is free to the public, and the events take place from 5 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. every other Thursday through the Thursday before Labor Day, which is coming up fairly quickly. August 21st, it's Louder Still at 6 p.m., Rebecca Todd and the Odyssey at 6:45, Dragmatic at 7:40, I Was Totally Destroying It at 8:35, and the Posies at 9:30. Picking in the plaza, Pinecone teams up with the producers of Raleigh's Oak City 7 concert series to bring you Picking in the Plaza, a free summer concert series held in City Plaza. The series takes place every other Thursday, alternating Thursdays from the popular Oak City 7 free concert series. Each event will feature great bluegrass music, food trucks, and local beers, once again, 5 p.m. to 10:30. Coming up at Pickin' in the Plaza, August 14th, it's Constant Change with the Williamson Brothers. And on August 28th, it's Acoustic Manor with the Hay Brothers. The Midtown Beach Music Series at North Hills, this concert series now in its seventh season, with beach music every Thursday evening. To wrap up the Midtown Beach Music Series, August 14th, it's the Embers. Also at North Hills, the Midtown Bluegrass Series with Sunday Ramble in the Park. The Midtown Bluegrass Series appeals to old and young alike, featuring the best of bluegrass with popular string band music. With its unique combination of gospel, country, and blues, that iconic high lonesome sound has deep-rooted ties to the Appalachian region of the Tar Heel State. Concert guests are invited to relax on the grassy lawn of Midtown Park and enjoy family and friends on Sunday afternoons. There's an open jam session prior to the concerts from 4 to 5. The concerts are from 5 to 7. August 17th, it's Aaron McDermott. September 21st, Front Country. And on October 19th, the Barefoot Movement. Duke performances. Coming up on September 5th, the Campbell Brothers play John Coltrane's A Love Supreme at Hayti Heritage Center at 6 p.m. You can get a lot more information at dukeperformances.duke.edu. Let's do that over again. dukeperformances.duke.edu. Or you can call 919-660-3356. Tickets ages 30 and under are $15. Duke students, it's $10. And the final show of the season for the North Carolina Museum of Art is coming up on Saturday, September 27th. At 8 o'clock, it's The Head and the Heart. Co-presented with Cat's Cradle, not long ago, these rising stars of indie folk rock were on Seattle street corners strumming their acoustic guitars, stomping their feet, and singing in harmony to attract the attention of passersby. The Head and the Heart's unbridled energy informed their original material, which was honed in local clubs and captured on their 2011 debut album for the Sub Pop label. Critical acclaim for their new album, Let's Be Still, points to the enduring career ahead. From the lush chamber pop of Homecoming Heroes to the groovy Summertime and the roots-rocking Shake, the album is the work of a more well-rounded ensemble, says Rolling Stone. And the group's predilection for heartfelt Abbott Brothers meets Fleet Foxes roots rock is apparent right out of the gate, says All Music Guide. And we've still got a few outdoor concerts to talk about. In Chapel Hill, Carolina Inn's Fridays on the Front Porch continues every Friday through October 3rd. The free Southern Village Sunday Night Outdoor Music Series continues through October 13th on the Village Green. Music starts at 6 p.m. Clayton, only two more dates for the Clayton Town Square Concert Series. The last dates are August 21st and September 18th. Also wrapping up the season in Clayton, concerts at the Crossroads from 6 to 9. The last two dates of the season are August 14th and September 4th. In Durham, the center stage at American Tobacco Concert continues with events August 14th, August 28th, and September 4th. Picnic and coolers are welcome. No glass. Also in Durham, the streets of South Point's Music on Main. Free concerts are held every Saturday through October 4th. In Hillsboro, a different band performs for free on the Weaver Street Market Lawn every last Friday of the month through September 26th. In Holly Springs, enjoy summer at the Springs with free outdoor concerts the second and fourth Fridays through the end of August. Morrisville has the Live in the District music series. The free concerts are held every Thursday through October 10th. And in Saxapahaw, there's Saturdays in Saxapahaw on the Hay Wagon Stage at River Mill Farmers Market. The concerts are held every Saturday through the month of August. The agricultural fair season starts here pretty quickly. And to run down a few of the fairs coming up, August 11th through the 16th is the Drexel Community Fair, which is one of only two North Carolina ag fairs with free admission. Coming up on August 20th through the 24th, Haywood County Fair. The Burke County Fair is August 26th through the 30th. The Hickory American Legion Fair is August 27th through September 1st. August 29th through September 6th is the Rocky Mount Ag Fair. And September 1st through the 6th is the Iredell County Ag Fair. September 2nd through the 6th, Alexander County Ag Fair. September 5th through the 13th is the Cabarrus County Fair. September 5th through the 14th is the Cumberland County Fair. All right, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please don't hesitate to call us at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.